الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This is the first ayat of Surah Ma'idah, which is the fifth surah of the Quran Sharif. Surah Ma'idah is called Surah Ma'idah because in it is the instance when the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam requested Isa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah that Allah must send down a dastarkhan from Jannat in this world. Normally, Ma'idah we translate as table, but that wasn't a table, it was a dastarkhan. A dastarkhan on which food is laid out and you sit down and you eat. So, and also, very, very important, we should try our best to follow sunnahs in everything. As far as eating also is concerned, we should sit down on the floor, not only when we come like for a jalsa or when go out in jamaat, etc. And when we are at home, we sit at the table. Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, he, in his old age, he was not able to sit down. But he wouldn't sit at the table. He would sit and like this desk here or something. And he said to sit like at the table. That is making mushabahat with the kuffar. So he disliked that totally. So anyway, the disciples, the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, requested Isa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told them, this is a thing of disrespect to ask Allah Ta'ala for something which is like so much out of the norm. They say, yes, we know, but we would like to have it. And we've got full iman. And it will be just an honor. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Allah Ta'ala granted it. And then Allah Ta'ala sent down the Ma'idah. And then Allah said, after this clear proof that has come now, anyone now who will disobey and go against the commands of Allah, then the punishment of Allah will be very, very severe. So this is the surah where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows the great, this great miracle of Allah Ta'ala. It is also called Suratul Uqud. Suratul Uqud. Aqd means a agreement. Literally, aqd is a knot which is tied. Like when you tie something, you tie the knot. Like normally for marriage, you say you tie the knot of marriage. So now that is an agreement you made between two people. So this year, in the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala refers to many agreements that people made. The surah before this is Surah An-Nisa. In Surah An-Nisa, there were many, many agreements which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had referred to. One was the agreement of marriage, for example. And the agreement of the meher, how much meher you will pay. And even in this, from the surah we learn that in meher also, or in marriage also, when you do get married, then normally the groom is asked, do you so-and-so has accepted your proposal, or she has given herself in marriage to you, do you accept her as your wife? And that person just says, yes, I accept her. I accept her as my wife. But we know it isn't just that amount. Now, whole life you are now responsible for all her expenses, everything. So all these uqood which are there, it is not just the outward word, but the reality of it must come into us. So Allah Tabaraka, and in Surah An-Nisa, Allah referred to many types of uqood, many types of agreements that a person makes with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala started Surah An-Nisa with an عام general address. Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. Allah addressed the whole of mankind. And then in Surah An-Nisa, Allah mentioned a lot of the wrongs and evils of the Jews and the Christians, the Ahle Kitab, and particularly their wrong beliefs. The Jews who did not accept Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi of Allah, and they slandered his mother. The Christians who took Isa alayhi salam and put him in, made him like God, that they called him God himself, or they called him the Son of God. So all those wrong things which they did, so that was mentioned there. Now in this surah, Allah Ta'ala warns us, which is the common strain of the Quran Sharif, the common method of the Quran Sharif, that the mistakes which the Ahle Kitab did, we must not make those mistakes. And we know a lot of the Quran is devoted to about the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians. But the Jews and Christians are not per se going to be reading the Quran Sharif. The Muslims are going to read. So why did Allah mention it so much? This is also a different thing. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, first give us all that we read the Quran Sharif. Many of us, we don't even read the Quran Sharif. And when we don't read keeping in mind the meaning. We just make tilawat. And we are happy that we are making our tilawat. Whereas the message of the Quran Sharif, that is important. Like we will make out from this, just the first ayat of the surah, what, how much message there is in it. And many of us, we read, we make khatams, we read this ayat, we read the surah, we read Surah An-Nisa, everything. But we don't think, we don't reflect. It's very, very important that we should reflect also. And then that the Quran Sharif will bring a change in our lives, when we will reflect on the meaning of the Quran Sharif. So Allah mentioned this all in Surah An-Nisa. And then also ulama have written that the next surah, Suratul Ma'idah, is a takmila, is a completion of Suratul Nisa, where Allah mentioned about the Jews and the Christians. In this surah also, Allah Ta'ala mentions again. And Allah now goes in the detail of those agreements that you have made with Allah Ta'ala, fulfill those agreements. So Allah starts the surah and addresses the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. This is a very special address of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Ulama have written that wherever we read in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we should take it that Allah is speaking to me directly, to the people of Iman. And that was Ya ayyuhal nas, this is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. So now when Allah is speaking to us directly, and the first command now of the surah which Allah says, Ofu bil uqood, complete all the agreements you have made, whether it is in nikah, for example, a person says, I accept in marriage. Now he can't say afterwards that I didn't say that I'm going to give a house, I'm going to give expenses, all that. In that word, all this is included. So the knot is tied, the knot is made. But in there now, there is a lot. And also, with regard to that, ulama have written that when Allah Ta'ala asked, in Medane alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all replied in one word, bala. Undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our Rabb. So when that was done, then it wasn't that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only wanted that word bala. But in there now, all the details, the whole of deen now, is now incumbent upon us. Now when we have accepted, O Allah, you are our Rabb, then all the main five departments of deen, our aqaid, our beliefs, now just in that word bala is, that I will bring iman in all those, all the imaniyat. And then I will bring all ibadat I will do. And ibadat is not only namaz, or in Ramzan, roza. But ibadat is much more. And now we have agreed that we will make the full ibadat also of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And not only the five times namaz, then there is a wajib also, sunnat also. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us for the akhirat. And that should be predominant in our lives. And dunya we see too, but that should be by the way. The most important is akhirat. Now each one of us, if we see our lives, that what we give preference to. So our ibadat, whether roza, zakat, hajj, and lot of other ibadat also. Then muamalat, everything in our business transactions also. Normally today, we don't even think of business transactions as being part of deen. We just do it according to the law of the country, that I must be everything, I must comply to the laws of the country, etc. But it must be according to Sharia. Even good people who are Muslim, good Muslims, and we are doing business, and we are doing big business, but we don't find out the laws of Sharia. Right? For example, one time there was one friend of ours in Botswana, and he had made a rule in his shop that if anyone buys something and they want to return it, then return, accept it open-heartedly. If the person wants to return it, wants his money back. So on one Saturday morning, a lady came and she had bought a radio and she wanted to return it. So the salesman came to the manager in his office and he told him that she wants to return it. So he said, you know the rule of our rule of the shop. If anyone was, but you say you can see the clear signs of usage on the radio. It's not like still new, the packaging, etc. He says that doesn't matter. Give it. So he did that. And then that woman went outside to go into the shop. There were a few stairs to climb. She sat there on the top of the stairs. And at the top of her voice, she was shouting that anyone want to buy must come to this shop here. These people are very good people. Just advertisement by word of mouth. There no other advertisement can be like that. So that is when we do our business according to Sharia. And today, very sadly, some non-Muslim shops, they got a sign that goods for returning, we will gladly accept it again. And many Muslim shops have got goods one bought, it's not refundable. So our muamalat also, we have to bring it according to Sharia. Awfu bil uqood, all this agreement. And then more than that is mu'asharat, how we live in our society. In here, Allah Ta'ala has taken an agreement to us that we will live in society according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And now that is our daily lives, our day-to-day lives, the education of our children. Today it is so much, how many young children, boys also, girls also, who don't want to go to school, don't want to go to university, but they say our parents are forcing us, and we must go. And they don't want to go. And this is, we can see, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam warned the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that the time will come when the people will not command the right and they will not stop the evil. So the Sahaba could not understand that, because in their time, deen was completely alive. And at that time, it comes in the hadith, ad-deenun nasiha. Deen is nasiha, advice. In other words, what is deen? Every person got deen? That is giving advice all the time. Wherever he is, wherever he gets an opportunity, he's giving advice. But ask myself, how much advice do I give to anyone? Even our family people, even to anyone else, we should be always giving advice of deen. And more than that, then there should be a group amongst us who are dedicated to inviting people towards right and forbidding the wrong. So all these are our responsibilities and our duties. So deen is nasiha, advice that we should be giving. But so we don't give advice, and the right advice also we are not giving. So in its place, What is happening? Which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then warned, a time will come when people will command the evil and they will stop the right. And unfortunately today, how many of us, if anyone wants to, commonly what we say, a little child that is born, if the mother puts on a kurta for the child, or a burqa for the little child, even the good people in the family will say, from now already burqa, from now already kurta. But all our children, they are dressed like with the kuffar way of dressing, with all the funny things written on the clothing, etc., with all the, many times even murat, pictures of things, etc., which is very common also. That nobody has an objection to that. So we have come into that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this awfu bil uqood, we are responsible for this also. So in all our matters, in our muasharat also. And then as far as akhlaq is concerned, our character, today what we go by is what is understood as good character according to the people of the world. But the good character is the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The greatest character, greatest morals that any person has is was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And those were the greatest morals which Allah had bestowed the Nabi. So to say, Allah gave the franchise of akhlaq to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And anyone who wants to have good akhlaq, he must go to the doorstep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is good akhlaq. But today what we see, today it's very common that somebody is doing something wrong. And you say that, I can't tell him. And you regard that as good akhlaq. That on that occasion I couldn't say. Whereas, which comes in the hadith, that man ra'a minkum munkaran, anyone who sees a wrong being done, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ, he should use the force of his hand to stop it. If he has that power, or if it is the Islamic Khilafat that is in place, then they must use their hand to stop it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي, if you can't do that, فَبِلِسَانِ, then use your tongue. But who of us use our tongue? And what we say, that if I should speak, there should be trouble. But what is the command? What are we supposed to do at such a time? So we have gone very far away. And to come back again, it's very, 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 in Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqood, is part of it that we have come back again onto that path that we bring deen, especially, and that nobody is stopping us with regard to myself. Bring deen in myself. If my wife doesn't want to listen, my children don't want to listen, but at least you can bring deen in yourself. And so beautifully it has been said that if we want deen to come alive in the world, more than what we are worried normally, when we want deen to come alive, anyone who is worried about the matters of deen, then we would make some mission, some effort to how the people can come on deen, etc. Give bayans, print papers, today use the electronic media and pass the messages, etc. But the right way is to bring deen in ourselves first. And how beautifully is explained that our one body, a human being, his one body is like the whole world. And there are so many provinces. Like in one country, you have many provinces. So in your body, you have got various provinces of your brain, of your eyes, your tongue, your ears, hands, legs, etc. So if you want, and in a country, for even the government to bring enforce the laws is not so easy. But in your own body, it's your body. You can enforce that. So you just make effort that you bring deen in your eyes. Look how Allah wants you to look. Bring deen in your tongue. Speak what Allah wants you to speak. Don't backbite. Don't lie, etc. Your ears, everything. And when you will bring deen in yourself, and everyone does that, then deen becomes alive in the world. But we don't today think like that. We don't want to, we are not making the effort to bring deen alive in our own lives. That is the starting point, that we are deen, she will become alive. So our akhlaq also, we must have Islamic akhlaq in everything. So in this ayat, which is a small ayat, but it has got so much in it, and so much for us to reflect on it, that whatever, what the minute we said, Bala, O Allah, we accept you as our Rabb. The minute we read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now a person can't say that I accept Islam on somebody's hands, he reads kalima, he reads La ilaha illallah, and he says, I didn't accept to make namaz, and I didn't accept to give zakat. In that kalima, everything is included in there. The whole of deen. So that is for a new Muslim. But for us who are Muslims since birth, how much are we bringing deen into our lives? It's very, very important that we reflect upon this matter. And in essence, we bring deen into our lives. Deen is not a matter of words. In the qabr, when we will be asked, the first place where we will be questioned will be the qabr. And all know the famous three questions. Mar Rabbuka, who was your Rabb? Now that is not that just we know that Allah is Allahu Rabbuna, Allah is our Rabb. That who did you take who does all your work for you? Who did you take that who is in charge of everything? Today very, very common, famous that one Buzurg, that he, when Allah Ta'ala asked him, what did you bring? So he said that Tawheed. He thought, if anything else I say, there will be faults in there. My namaz, weaknesses in namaz, in everything there will be weaknesses. But Tawheed, there won't be any weakness. So Allah Ta'ala asked him, have you forgotten the night of the milk? Referring to that one night when he drank milk and his stomach pained. And then he said, it's last night I had that milk that caused it. So who is Qaidi Haqiqi? Is it the milk or is it Allah Ta'ala? Today how much we, that the food will fill our stomach. I hate this, that's why now I'm getting hiccups. Or now I'm having burps. Or whatever else. Everything is by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we have to work. We are far, far away from there. But really that is what we have to keep in mind and try to work towards that. To reach towards Allah Ta'ala. So very, very important that Allah Ta'ala, that we make this effort to bring the reality of deen and what agreement we have made and all the promises we have made. And in the Quran Sharif, like in Surah An-Nisa, so many of them are mentioned, but we read Quran Sharif, but we don't take notice of it. And then now in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah is referring to the believers. And Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nisa, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقُهُمْ. Because the Jews and the Christians, the Ahl Kitab, because they broke that agreement with Allah Ta'ala, Allah's punishment came upon them. So, yeah, now Allah is warning us, you don't break the agreements you have made. So we have to think of all the agreements that we have made. And it doesn't have to be in complete detail. Like for example, when you, any contract, you sign it at the bottom. Once you have signed it, all the clauses, and now you are responsible for them. You can't say, no, I just initial the pages and I just sign the one page or something. Everything. And this is wafaul ahad, that you fulfill the promise that you have made. That is very, very important, that we fulfill all the promises. And in everywhere, a pledge of allegiance is taken, like bayat also. A person just becomes bayat, and how many people are just happy I became bayat. But it isn't just a matter of you becoming bayat. Now the important thing is, and as it is, bayat is sunnah. Bayat is not faraz. Our islah is faraz. Even if a person doesn't become bayat, it doesn't mean I didn't become bayat, so I don't have to make my islah. Every person, whoever it is, our islah is faraz. And this is part of the islah. that we fulfill the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there are many laws and injunctions of Allah Ta'ala we should try and find out. We are so busy in our dunya thing that we don't even have time to find out what are the laws of Allah. And then we should try and fulfill all the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in this beautiful surah, the starting of it, this one ayat, Allah has given us a great, great lesson. May Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, that we consider and ponder and meditate about it and take our deen seriously. Deen is the most important thing in our lives. More than anything else, deen is the most important. But the least time we got is for deen. The least importance we give is to deen. We give importance to almost everything else, but to deen we don't give. And in any way, some people today also say, clearly, openly, they say that those people's deen is very difficult. If you follow them, then your life will be very difficult. We make deen easy. So it's not a matter of me making deen easy, practical, or we go with the flow. We all have to see according to Quran and Hadith. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.